This is Ian Dayborn
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Well, originally we didn't really know much about father mental health around the time of having a child, and we assumed it to be a condition that only affects the mother. But in recent years there's been much more research that's focused on the father, and that a lot of that's based on anecdotal evidence by professional staff that have observed things in practice and realised that men can struggle equally. And we've had some recent studies that have shown, so for instance, Cameron et al. In 2016 did a systematic review and showed that 11.9% of women on average suffer from postnatal depression in comparison to 8.4% of men, which is frighteningly similar, really, when you think that most people only consider it as affecting the mother.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, that surprises me. And so how does the condition manifest itself in men? What are the signs to look out for?
Well, this is one of the things we're wanting to research, because it's likely underreported, and I would suspect that 8.4% is much higher. Firstly, because men aren't routinely screened, but secondly, because men have that there's a lot of stigma around men speaking about their mental health. So there's still a lot that we need to know, but how it manifests really is in terms of things like sleep and appetite changes, or feeling low in mood and having a lowered energy or motivation. And some men will have suicidal thoughts. And it's difficult because some of those things can be normal when you've had a baby, but we'd be looking at things that are persistent and they're not getting better. And as you know, as the baby's kind of progressing, you're not feeling any better. So that's when someone really should go and seek some support. But also what we really know as well is that now men's postnatal depression can manifest as anger and irritability. And we wouldn't have originally thought of that. And that's in a study by MacDonald et al. From last year. So it can look different to how it looks in women, and men don't need to be sat on the sofa crying all the time to have postnatal depression. But it really is significant, because we know that when men have postnatal depression symptoms, they're at much increased risk of suicide. It negatively impacts on their relationship with their partner and their child and can cause bonding problems. We know they experience work difficulties, and it's generally just an unhappy existence, and it's at a time when people's lives are expected to be, from an outward angle, really happy. So people feel quite like they can't talk about it. And certainly a lot of people don't even recognise it in themselves, especially not men, because it's seen so much as a female condition.
How did you become interested in this, Caroline?
Well, I come from a health visiting background, and I also observed in practice that men did struggle around the time they'd had their children. And I read in some journals, there was some work going on about that, but not so much about what it was like for the man. And I wanted to know how men experience postnatal depression from their own perspective. What's their support structure like? Because we know on a wider level around men's help seeking for health that the female partner is really significant. But actually, when the female partner has just given birth, the man is much less likely to talk about his own health, because he takes on this rock role and wants to be responsible for his family. And so I really needed to hear men's voices to really understand the condition and be able to hopefully apply that to improve practice for men.
And how long have you been working on the research so far?
Well, we started interviewing in January, so we're looking for some more participants. We've got some really, really good information, but we still wanted to hear from more people, because the more we know and the more perspectives we have, the richer the data.
Tell you what I'll do. We'll talk a bit more in a minute about how people can get involved, give them a chance to grab a pen and a bit of paper. And also we'll talk about what support is available if somebody thinks that a member of their family or someone they know, or even they themselves, are experiencing postnatal depression. But before we do that, we're going to break for some music. You've chosen a song. Tell me which song and why.
Well, I've chosen Billy Joel's Always a Woman. It was something I went into nursing as a mature student with children of my own, and it was incredibly difficult to manage it all. And this came on the radio while I was revising for some exams. So it inspired me at the time, so I'm hoping it's going to inspire me now.
Billy Joel, Always a Woman to Me, who helped Caroline Estrella, my guest, through her biology exam. So Caroline, we were talking about postnatal depression in men, how it affects them. What sort of support is available to men experiencing or going through postnatal depression?
Well, this is a really difficult question, because if you were talking about women, then there's so much support out there now in terms of specialist perinatal mental health teams. We have those across the country. That's quite recent in terms of long-term mental health support, but we now recognise in mothers that we need specialist teams to help them. But we still don't have specialist provision for dads who suffer the same thing. And so it's hard to tell them where to go. There are kind of many advocates on Twitter, Mark Williams is one, who have really raised the awareness of father mental health. But health visiting teams are there for the whole family, even if traditionally they haven't always asked the father. Sometimes that's been because dads are at work or they're not present at the time of the appointment. But if you need support and someone to listen to you, then your health visiting team is always there, and the number will be in the front of your child's health record, which is the red book. You can also go and see your GP for support around depression, who will assess you, and they can prescribe medication. And I know a lot of people don't like to take medication for depression, but they can also kind of offer you referrals to talking therapies and things like that. But local areas often have dad-only parenting groups, somewhere you can take your child, go and just be with other men, because these are often mum-dominated things which puts dads off. But what I would say most importantly is, if you are struggling, then just speak to someone, anybody, your partner, your friends or your family, because more is known about this all the time and services are developing. We have recognised that if mothers are struggling with their mental health, then the dad is more likely to be depressed also. So in the cases where mothers are diagnosed as having mental health problems, then dads will also be screened and offered support for their mental health. But a lot of the time that dads are depressed, their partner isn't depressed. So it's even more important for dads to have to speak out themselves, unfortunately, at the moment. And this is improving all the time. But please just speak to someone, anybody, because it does happen. And it is much more common than you realise. And it won't just be you.
And presumably, Caroline, whilst some people live with depression throughout their lives, it's something that's managed rather than cured. With this form of depression, it is something that people can get through?
Well, it's like anything else, you know, with support things are much easier. So I would just advise just to seek support, because it's so important and it can get better. It doesn't have to feel like this all the time. You know, the father's mental health is a real priority and it's such an important time. 3/4 of completed suicides in this country are by men, and that's been consistent for years. So it's really important for men to speak out about their experiences, and also for mums to be looking at their own partners as well, and knowing that it can't just happen to them, it can happen to their partners. I think for just wider awareness in general about fathers becoming depressed when they've had a baby is really important.
And if people want to get involved with your research, Caroline, there's still a chance to do that, isn't there? How do they do that?
Well, on Anglia Ruskin website, my details are on there. It's under the press release section, and they'd be able to drop me an email and we can arrange to talk. So what I'm doing is interviewing men twice. So the first about their experiences of having postnatal depression. They don't have to be diagnosed, they just have to feel like they've suffered from it themselves and they didn't feel right in themselves. And the second interview is about their experiences of help seeking and support, because that's where we really don't know much in terms of postnatal depression in men. They will get a £15 Amazon voucher per interview as well, so it's not just that they're giving their time for nothing, and it can be at any time that suits them.
Thank you for being my guest this morning. I'm sure you'll get lots of people coming forward, and all the best with the research.
Thank you very much.